difference with your contributions. We can't thank you enough. You can still help us finish our year strong. Give at KAXE.org. It's time for hour two of American Roots.
This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer with music for this time of year, when despite darkness and cold, we recall what we do have. Coming up, we'll talk with the Homemade Jams Blues Band, whose members are a sister and two older brothers from Mississippi who got their start at ages 9, 14, and 16. And more family music from the Staple Singers, John Prine, and Drive-By Truckers. Right now, the tale of a rascally rock and roll gentleman who was caught between his wandering ways and home, and that's where he's bound. It's the late Jerry Lee Lewis on American Roots.
Well, I've been traveling most of my life. I never took a home and I never took a wife. Ran away young and decided to roam. I want to see my mama and my daddy back home. Home where the river runs cold. The water tastes good and the winters ain't low. Home where the trees grow tall. The home fires burn, the whippoorwills call. I remember stories that my daddy used to tell. My eyes would bug out, his chest would really swell. I used to sit for hours and listen with glee. How he used to be when he was a boy like me. Home where the river runs cold. The water tastes good and the wind is laid alone. Home where the trees grow tall. The home fire will burn, the whippoorwills call. Mama, oh mama, do you still love your boy? I have to haul my roaming, can I still bring you joy? Mama wrote a letter, I got it not long ago. He said, get it home, Jerry, I'm missing you so. Home where the river runs cold, the water tastes good and the wind is laid low. Home where the trees grow tall, the home fires burn, the whippoorwills call.
here today, I'm going back to stay in my home among the hills. How happy we will be near the lonesome pine tree in my home among the hills.
Well, I have good news to bring, and that is why I sing all my joy with you.
Iris DeMint singing that gospel hymn of Heavenly Journeys, the old gospel ship. It's from a collection inspired by her mother's singing back in Arkansas. And before that, from 1940, the Carter family down in Southwest Virginia, A.P., Sarah, and Maybelle with that ringing guitar on A.P. Carter's tune, My Home Among the Hills, all about the shacks and vines and mama. This is a season of memory, and we'll continue in that mood with two remarkable family stories. One recalls a little boy's conversation with his great uncle about the difference between war glorified in a Hollywood movie and in the Pacific Theater. First up is John Prine's tale of the home place that he visited as a boy growing up in Chicago and of Paradise Lost on American Roots.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we'd travel right down the Green River the abandoned old prison down by Edry Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lays? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Jay was at the movies in December 41. They announced it in the lobby what had just gone on. He drove up from Birmingham back to the family's farm. Thought he'd get him a deferment. There was much work to be done. He was a family man, even in those days. But Uncle Sam decided was needed anyway. In the South Pacific, over half a world away, he believed in God and country. Things was just that way, just that way. Great uncle used to take me, and I'd watch and recollect about some things that I could not comprehend. And I thought about that movie, asked if it was that way. He just shook his head and smiled at me in such a loving way, as he thought about some friends he will never see again. He said, I never saw John Wayne on the sands of Iwo Jima.
living on that homestead in the house that he was born in, and I sure wish I could go see him today. He never drove a new car, though he could easily afford it. He'd just buy one for the family, take whatever no one wanted. He said a shiny car didn't mean much after all the things he'd seen. George A. never saw John Wayne on the sands of Iwo Jima.
Staples Singers, the great Roebuck Pop Staples on guitar with his daughters Mavis, Cleofa, Yvonne, and brother Purvis. Those kids grew up in Chicago, but Pop Staples got his start with Holy Blues down in the Mississippi Delta. Wade in the Water, one of our favorite hymns about healing and taking a chance for freedom. Before that, Drive-By Truckers from Alabama with the Sands of Iwo Jima, sung by Patterson Hood. Coming up is our conversation with a young family of musicians from Elvis's hometown in Mississippi, the Homemade Jams Blues Band, plus a barnyard dance for vegetables only when American Roots returns.
I found a song.
So I found KAXE when I was in college here in Bemidji. I actually can remember being at the stoplights at Dave's Pizza, just jumping radio stations, and it must have been, I want to say it was the Jayhawks, maybe Wilco was on the radio, and it floored me. I was like, wait, how am I hearing this in Bemidji in northern Minnesota. I thought I had to be in the Twin Cities to get this stuff.
Mark is a member of KAXE. We are people powered. The music that you hear is not chosen by the government or an algorithm or a corporation. It's chosen by your friends and neighbors. Over 70 hours a week is produced by local volunteers. Support the people of northern Minnesota and KAXE with your donation now. Go to KAXE.org.
I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots, where we're marking the season with celebrations of family, home, harvest, all the good stuff. No better done than by the African-American string band trio of Carl Martin, mandolin, Ted Bogan, guitar, and Howard Armstrong on fiddle, with a song about the veggies getting in the spirit at a barnyard dance.
bacon spliven. His flock was given the way of living right. Yes, said he no winging, no ragtime singing tonight. Yes. Up jumped Aunt Hagar and shouted out with all of might, all of might. She said, oh, tain't no use of preaching. Oh, tain't no use of teaching. Each modulation of syncopation, just tell my feet to dance, and I can't refuse. When I hear the melody called the blues, those ever-loving blues, just hear Aunt Hagar's children harmonizing to that old mournful tune. It's a like a choir from on high broke blues. Yeah, man. If the devil brought it, the good Lord sent it right down to me. Yes, let the congregation join while I sing those loving Aunt Hagar's blues.
Louis Armstrong with a tune written by W.C. Handy while sitting in the Brownlee's Barbershop in Chicago. Aunt Hagar's Blues, in which Aunt Hagar's children harmonize that old mournful tune. You know, it'd be kind of hard to believe that kids today could sing the blues. We know lots of musicians who got their start back when playing music in childhood, Louis Armstrong among them, but not many began with the blues, a music often devoted to the hardships and troubles of adult life. However, we've got two brothers and a little sister who lay down a serious groove. The Homemade Jams Blues Band from Tupelo, Mississippi. That's Ryan Perry when he was 16 on guitar and lead vocals, joined by brother Kyle, 14, on bass, and sister Taya, age 10, on drums. They're all grown up now, but back in 2008, we asked them about the band of brothers and sister.
Well, it all started when we were stationed in Germany. We're all army brats. My mom and my dad were in the military. And we were stationed in Baumholder, Germany. And while we were unpacking, I found my dad's guitar that he got from when he was shipped to Korea. First of all, I asked him what it was because I had no idea what it was.
How old were you back then?
I was 7.
Okay.
So while my dad was in Korea, he would listen to a lot of old school people like John Lee Hooker, Muddy Waters, B.B. King, and when he would listen to music, I would listen to music. So that's all that I was listening to was the blues. And I believe 2 weeks after I found the guitar. My dad came in from lunch, and he told me to turn the TV down. I was, you know, watching TV, but I was also trying to play the jingles from the commercials. My dad was just floored. And, you know, it just took off from there.
Now, Ryan, I got to ask you, how did you end up finding a blues teacher for yourself?
Well, it wasn't easy. When we came back to the States, my dad put me in guitar lessons, but it definitely wasn't blues. It was he was trying to, you know, teach me how to read music. And I was with him for about maybe 6 months. And, you know, I just really wasn't getting, you know, what I wanted out of it. So my dad was a cop at the time. And he found this old blues guy in the town that he was working in. And so he persuaded, meaning he got in his cop car and drove to the guy's house. The man's name is James Harris.
Oh, that's Jabbo.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he's pretty well known as Jabbo.
Exactly. And so that weekend, we got on his front porch. We stayed there about 2.5-3 hours just jamming away. And, you know, I never learned so much in one day as I did that day.
Kyle, you're playing bass. When did you start playing bass with the family band?
Maybe 9.
That's young.
Oh, yeah. I started out on piano, thinking I would be able to learn fast and get up and play with Ryan. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't really work like that, as I found out. So we were watching this old blues DVD.
Mm-hmm.
My dad noticed that I was paying attention to the bass player a lot. And he asked me if I wanted to, you know, try one more instrument. And I was like, I think I can do that.
On your record, Pay Me No Mind, you've got a track called Time for Change. And you've got a nice little bass solo in there.
Oh, yeah.
You're playing drums. How old are you?
I just turned 10 a few weeks ago.
So you're getting used to being 10?
Yes.
I always have to keep that number in mind for the first month or two after it changes, I think.
Same thing with me.
You're playing the drums. Is that something you had always wanted to do, or is it something the boys said, come on, little sister, let's do this? How did you get into it?
Well, when my two brothers, Ryan and Kyle, one day when they were practicing playing a song, we had a little green drum set. And so I hopped behind the drum set and I just started playing. I pretty much knew every song that they knew.
Yeah, and what did the boys do at that point?
Oh, they just, their jaws dropped to the ground. They were surprised that I could actually play the drums at that age.
What's your favorite tune on the record? Is there one you particularly like?
Probably our title track, Pay Me No Mind.
Yeah? What do you like about it?
That it's upbeat and it gets you hyper and excited about listening to the rest of the CD.
Two great women sitting over yonder, but never look my way. I'm gonna have my way. Hey, hey.
Dad, you're playing some harmonica on the title track, Pay Me No Mind.
Right, I'm trying to do a little something.
Yeah. So the kids let you in the band after all that time? After you encourage them, they let you in?
Yeah, well, I'm learning.
You're doing the singing on this.
Yes, sir, I am.
How do you approach these big blues topics in your life? Have you experienced some of these things?
No, not, you know, I haven't experienced any of these situations yet. And hopefully, you know, I never will. But my dad, you know, he'll make the lyrics up. And, you know, when he brings it to me, you know, I just try to, you know, visualize what the song's about, you know, and I'll do some pretty good acting.
You like playing with the family members? Is this the kind of thing you think you can do for a while?
Oh, yeah. I love playing with the family. It's better than having, you know, somebody else coming around, missing practice and calling in and all that stuff.
Yeah, but I've noticed that brothers and sisters can argue a little bit.
We argue all the time during practice, you know, not during practice. But when it comes down to playing, we just, you know, put all that aside.
Dad, what would you like to see happen with the guys in the Homemade Jams Blues Band? What would be your hope?
Well, I really want them to become, you know, world known as making good quality, respectful blues music. But almost everything has already happened that, you know, I would have hoped. You know, we're in negotiations for a reality TV show. You know, they're winning awards left and right, and this year they're supposed to be nominated for Blues Grammy. And so we're just keeping our fingers crossed and, you know, hanging on for this ride right now.
For all the Perry family, Ryan, Kyle, Taya, Mom, and Dad, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for being on American Roots.
Thank you.
Thank you. Same to you.
The Perry Kids with Dad, also known as the Homemade Jams Blues Band. They're out of Tupelo, Mississippi, and making some down-home blues for all ages. We'll be back with songs of harvest and home when American Roots returns.
Taking another break from American Roots here on People-Powered KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. We receive support from the Blandin Foundation, strengthening rural Minnesota. More at blandinfoundation.org. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Stella Leona will be your On the River host. She Rose is at 3, The History of Jazz with Paul Kivi at 4, Stay Human with Michael Goldberg at 5, and John Sigari hosting Jazz on America Avenue tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Lots of great reasons to keep it right here on KAXE. United Way of Northeastern Minnesota invites high school seniors to write an essay on the biggest need you see in your community and your ideas to address that need. Open to those in Coochiching and Lake of the Woods County, plus the entire Iron Range. Find more at UnitedWayNEMN.org. The deadline is January 1st. And the Iron Range Area Council of Minnesota Chippewa Tribes has their annual Christmas party next week, Thursday, December 4th at 6 p.m. at Marble City Hall. Enjoy a potluck dinner and native bingo. Right now, let's get you back to American Roots on KAXE.
I'm Nick Spitzer with our Thanksgiving weekend program, nearing the end, but with some time to hear Joe Ely singing about soaking the beans and cutting the onions at home with his sister. It's kind of Texas country meets Tejano style in food and music. First, though, this short anthem to harvest time down south. recalling those roots rock elders from mostly up north, the band on American Roots.
Corn in the fields, listen to the rice when the wind blows across the water. King harvest is surely come. I work for the union, 'cause she's so good to me, and I'm bound to come out on top. That's where she said I should be. I will hear every word the boss may say, for he's the one who hands me down my pay. Looks like this time I'm gonna get to stay. I'm a union man now all the way.
The smell of the leaves from the magnolia trees in the meadow. Harvest is surely come.
A dry summer, then come fall, which I depend on most of all. Hey, rainmaker, can you hear the call? Please let these crops grow tall. Long enough I've been up on Skid Row, and it's plain to see
on the edge of town. King harvest has surely come.
Last year's time was no joke. My whole barn went up in smoke. Our horse Jethro, well, he went mad. I can't ever remember things.
When the wind blows across the water, King harvest is surely come.
Same. So
ton radio, babe. This is American Roots.
That's where I belong.
You know I'm getting along. But I've been I'm alone, y'all. Oh, yes, I do. Cause you know all my friends, they all left with me. Holy war.
The late Andres Esprit, better known as Bojack, the charismatic Zydeco man with a low-down voice and high spirits there, a soulful song about homecoming, South Louisiana style. And that gets us back to where we started this Thanksgiving week, at home or on the road with the radio on. Contributing producer Charlie Hayden and family was Margaret House. Special thanks this week to Ruth Cameron and WKNO in Memphis, Tennessee. American Roots is produced at the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University in New Orleans. Our team for this program included Kauri Maeyama, Maureen Loughran, Jason Ryan, Lauren Callahan, Mary Beth Kirshner, Jason Saul, and Dan Cutler. American Roots is underwritten by the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund, and Jim Hart. Our presenting station is WWNO at the University of New Orleans. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our website, AmericanRoots.org. Until that time, I'm Nick Spitzer for American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
KEXE brings you a brand new podcast, Season Watch, exploring the seasonal wonders of life in northern Minnesota. Voices like Charlie Mitchell, John Latimer, and our listeners. Find it on most podcast platforms. Season Watch is a podcast for those who are curious about the changes in nature.